scream. I think it's that girl. And I think the pieces of me you've never seen. Maybe she's just pieces of me you've never
and your baby, 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 babies. I tell you they're pieces. get away. Crazy. She took my love away. Now I gotta get away. Anthony walked to his death because he thought he'd never feel this way again. If he goes back to the house, then things would go from bad to worse. What could he do? He wants to remember things exactly as he left them on that funny day. And if there is something else beyond, he isn't scared, because it's bound to be less boring than today. Bound to be less boring than tomorrow. Hillary went to her death because she couldn't think of anything to say. Everybody thought that she was boring, so they never listened anyway. Nobody was really saying anything of interest. She fell asleep. She was into S&M and Bible studies, not everyone's cup of tea, she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. A cup of tea she would admit to me. A cup of tea she would admit to no one. Hillary went to the Catholic Church because she wanted information. Vicar or whatever took her to one side and gave a confirmation. Saint Teresa's calling her, the church up on the hill is looking lovely. But it didn't interest, the only thing she wants to know is how and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. How and why and when and where to go. How and why and when and where to follow. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la. When she got back, her spirituality was thrown into confusion. So she got a special deal on renting from the man at Rediffusion. Look at me, I'm on TV. It makes up for the shortcomings of being poor. Now attention by the people listening at home, by the people watching on the telly, by the people listening at home, by the people watching on the telly. But if you are feeling sinister, go off and see a minister. He'll try in vain to take away the pain of being a hopeless unbeliever. La 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 la. Chances are you'll probably feel better if you stay in place with yourself.
Maybe someone's gonna save me. My heart is made of gravy, and the lapses went from lunatics down.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
express that each have words no one else will say. I have been promoted to stop this hour.
You can't find. Can you feel me? wasn't 17, you wouldn't say I hadn't lived my life or didn't have the means. Doesn't make it any less of a hard-earned right to say I want what I have, and I don't want any more. But how could I picture what she might have said, knowing her choice was different when she was my age?
Comfort and 12 hours. Yes, come on along. Anchor the way with the black eyes. I'll drink your blood like wine. I'll drop you off in Harlem with the black eyes. Out where the bullets shine. And when you're done, you cock your gun. The blood will run like lemons through your head. Just come on along with the black eyes. We'll have
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
On darkened streets tonight, I see a simple time. I see the warning light and the summer comes undone. Sorry, closing eyes, no cutting down to size, no other thoughts arise, and the summer comes undone. So
summer comes undone.
Keep. of what I thought I could see it now.
Mess up and face and thrust us imposed in all a little while. I feel I must be wearing my welcome. I must be moving on. For my intentions were good intentions. I could have loved you. I could have changed you. I wouldn't be so. I wouldn't feel so consumed by selfish thoughts. I'm sorry if I seem self-effacing, consumed by selfish thoughts. It's only that I still love you deeply. It's all the love I've got.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers. Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
drink, have a good time now. Welcome to paradise. Paradise.
The mic was off the entire time, chat. Sorry.
Hello. Welcome to week 3 of The Corner. 3 a.m. Fridays at WMFO. Today, we are going to be doing a set list based on songs that remind us of Halloween, but aren't necessarily Halloween themed. We are missing a very integral part of our crew. Alex decided to party a little too hard, so
yeah, but everything's gonna be okay. I'm gonna start the music, chat, so I also have to load up the playlist.
Sorry.